Marco Tubich, a Edward Jones financial planner, joins me on the KGMI Newsline to talk about the importance of estate planning. Thank you so much for your time, Marco.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Tessa.
Yeah. So why is estate planning important in the first place? What would happen if what would happen if something happens to you and you don't plan ahead?
You know, probably what I've seen most is sort of without a sound investment plan, sometimes assets can be subject to just sort of time-consuming things that need to be done after we're gone for our heirs. It can be expensive. Sometimes things can roll through probate, which can be a little bit more costly to have to deal with. Pretty much at the end of the day, I think what can be just a problem with it is that people aren't, their heirs don't know what to do. And if they have thoughts about what they want to happen for their assets, they shouldn't leave it, you know, to guessing. They should really be specific about what they want to have happen.
And how does estate planning protect my loved ones?
That's a good question. I mean, again, the biggest thing that I see is what mom thought everybody would clearly want to have happen doesn't happen. So I think the ability to make it real clear to people what your wishes are, what organizations you may or may want money to or not go to, how you want things divided within within the family or those close to you, I just think is extremely important.
What are estate taxes, and how do those, or how do you have to take those into consideration when planning?
Sure. Now I've got to say I'm not a tax professional, so one should always seek the advice of a tax professional. But there are federal estate taxes. The state of Washington has its own estate tax that's different from the federal estate tax. And in many cases, people will say, well, you know, I'm fine. I'm below those limits. I'm not subject to them. But there's also income taxes that the estate can generate after one has passed away, just certain taxes that need to be paid. And if things are not in good order, you know, all those things can affect somebody, or all those things can occur that can be costly, you know, for your loved ones down the road. So it's another reason why it's just really important that people are making sure to take care of things in advance.
And if you don't have much money, is estate planning still something that you should do?
You know, it's interesting you'd say that. There is a recent legacy survey from 2019, Leaving a Legacy survey, and it talked about how basically three-quarters of Americans believe estate and legacy strategies are important for everyone, you know, not just wealthy individuals. But only about 24% of Americans are taking the most basic steps of designating beneficiaries for all their accounts, you know, where appropriate. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a complex estate to do an estate plan. I'll give you a really good example. I had a client when we were reviewing their beneficiary designations on their retirement plan, their 401k at work, their former spouse was still on that 401k. And that 401k supersedes one's will. So, you know, if my client had passed, I know with certainty they did not want money to go to their ex-spouse. So as simple as just checking your 401k, checking basic life insurance policy designations, you know, that isn't complex estate planning, but it's something that could make a huge difference for those who you want your money to go to versus those you don't want your money to go to.
Yeah, and you said that estate planning, or that, that a 401k can trump a will. What are the differences between estate planning and a will?
Well, you know, I would submit that they're, in a sense, one and the same. I mean, when I'm sitting down with a client, I'm trying to take that big picture, you know, in. But, you know, there's things that we can do individually. So things that don't require an attorney, you know, just updating our beneficiary designations. And, you know, basically that means who do I want my money to go to? So 401ks will have beneficiary designations that we can make. Individual retirement accounts, Roth IRAs, annuities, life insurance policies. In fact, even at your bank, you know, you can designate something called a TOD, a transfer on death, or a POD, a payable on death, on something as simple as your checking or savings account. So then as your individual, you know, situations maybe become more complex, you do need the advice of an estate professional, an estate attorney, and have a properly drafted will or even a trust that can sometimes supersede sort of some things that might go out in public when you pass that you really don't want people to know about. So I think an estate attorney is extremely important for everybody in terms of more complex estate situations, but at least you should always still sort of getting back to the basics. I mean, we all can designate our beneficiaries. We can all sit down with our financial advisor to take steps towards creating a plan. We can all make sure we're reviewing and updating our plan. And I think most importantly, we really should be communicating our wishes to our family. But with an estate attorney, you can make it, you know, ironclad, specific. Here's what I want. Here's what I don't want. And I think that provides you, that estate attorney piece or provides you just more, I would say a bit more control over exactly what you want to happen.
Does it cost any money to do estate planning or to start planning for that?
Yes. I mean, I think it can. With, again, going back to the simple things that we can all do, you know, there shouldn't, to my knowledge at least, and with stuff in within your 401ks and life insurance policies and annuities, you know, it can cost money, or it shouldn't cost anything, pardon me, to make those kind of updates and changes. You know, seeing an estate attorney is to, you know, develop a will, something more formal, is going to cost money. And I think it's fair to say to someone before you sit down, you know, what are your billable hours? Here's my situation. I'd like to have some sort of estate planning, and, you know, don't be afraid to ask, you know, what's this going to cost? You know, there's obviously lots of stuff people can do online. In my own personal opinion, I think it's in one's best interest to try to sit down with an estate planning professional and make sure you get it done right. You know, they're doing it every day. But again, I don't want people not to do anything out of fear that, well, it's going to cost some money. At the very least, I think they should be looking at some of those real basic things that they can do on their own. But, you know, sitting down with an estate professional, it will cost something, and it's, you know, make sure to ask those people what that's going to cost and know what you're getting into up front.
Is there a certain age that you recommend starting to think about estate planning, or is it now for everyone? When should you start?
Wow, that's a really, that's a really good question. I think, you know, at least when you are, you know, one could say if I handed you a, Jeff, I had a $10 bill in one hand and a $100 bill in the other and said, which one do you want? And you knew which one you'd want to take, the 100, then one might say, oh, you should start thinking about it then. But obviously, legally, children and minors have limitations. But, you know, I honestly think it's sort of never too early to think about, you know, getting things in order. Stuff happens, and if it's important to you that those who you love and those who would really care about you, you know, you'd want to have things for them in order, I don't think it's ever too early, and it's never, you know, also obviously it's never too late. And again, start with the basics. You know, look at those beneficiary designations. You know, look at what you can do on those funds that you have current control over sooner versus later.
Marco Tubich, an Edward Jones financial advisor, talking with me on the KGMI Newsline about the importance of estate planning. Thank you so much for your time, Marco. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tessa, for your time. And if anyone has any other wants to do some more looking about what they could do, I'd strongly urge them just to go to edwardjones.legacy and check out that site for more information.
Perfect.